Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We are now in the midst of the confirmation process. The meetings with the U.S. senators and the nominee are ongoing. We are involved in prayer in Washington, D.C. for the nomination, for the nominee and his family, and you can be involved with this process as well. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. You know, we are right in the midst of this historic moment. Mm-hmm. Literally, we are a few months away from a confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh, and he is no Anthony Kennedy. Kennedy came down on the right way on a number of cases, but on the issue of abortion and the LGBT agenda, he allowed his personal preferences to get in the way and create things that didn't exist.
You know, we prayed for this position. We're still praying for the whole confirmation process. And praise God that we have President Trump has now able to nominate two Supreme Court justices.
Yeah, two. And you know
what?
And maybe more.
And maybe more.
Maybe even more before he is done. But these two can literally change the direction of the court. And it is so welcome that we would have a judge that becomes a justice that ultimately respects the rule of law. And this is exactly what he said when he was in the nomination press conference, that his philosophy is, quote, straightforward. A judge must be independent and must interpret the law, not make it. Boy,
Amen.
That is full of information that is encouraging to us, and certainly not good news for those that want a judicial activist on the bench, Matt.
Yeah, and that's the leftists' MO. That's the only way that they get a cultural change, public policy change, because they lose on the merits and the arguments. They can't get things passed through legislation. So they want activist judges that will legislate from the bench, black-robed autocrats that are going to usurp the constitutional authority of the legislative branch and impose through judicial fiat policies that have not been legislated and have no record in history and public policy and tradition and so forth.
Yeah, so, you know, he also gave a speech during Constitution Week last year, 2017. So this is not, you know, 10 years ago. It's last year, less than 1 year ago, in which he praised Chief Justice Rehnquist for trying to rein in the, quote, freewheeling judicial creation of unenumerated rights that mm-hmm. were not rooted in the nation's history and tradition. That's his own words. He said that Justice Rehnquist was instrumental in the Right to Die case, limiting, and this is what he says, quote, limiting the court's role in the realm of social policy and helping to ensure that the court operates more as a court of law and less as an institution of social policy, close quote. Now, I remember, Matt, when the Right to Die case came before the U.S. Supreme Court, named Glucksberg.
Mm-hmm.
And the question was, is there a constitutional right to die? Well, anyone who looks at the enumerated rights of the Constitution says no. And then if you even follow the Supreme Court's precedent where it says, well, if it's not enumerated, is it deeply rooted in our history? Very few things would be deeply rooted in our history, even though they're not enumerated. But on the other hand, you know, when that case went up to the Supreme Court, people that want a more rule of law court rather than a social policymaker were concerned. Why? Because the court had Planned Parenthood versus Casey, and before that, Roe versus Wade, where abortion's not rooted, it's not enumerated, and it's clearly not rooted in our history, but the court went there anyway. And so we were concerned that Glucksberg was going to create this new so-called right to die. Rehnquist rejected it, 5-4. He wrote the opinion. There is no enumeration. There is no deeply rooting in our history. And you know what? Brett Kavanaugh applauds that.
He
and
does.
Agrees with it.
That's awesome.
He praised it, and here were his exact words. He's talking about Rehnquist, but he stated that under the court's precedents, any such unenumerated right had to be rooted in the traditions and conscience of our people. Given the prevalence of abortion regulations, both historically and at the time, Rehnquist said he could not reach such a conclusion about abortion. He explained that a law prohibiting an abortion, even where the mother's life was in jeopardy, would violate the Constitution. But otherwise, he stated stated that states had the power to legislate with regard to this matter. And he is praising, effectively, that position by Rehnquist, which tells me he agrees with it.
So we may actually see Roe versus Wade overturned in our lifetime.
We might. And when you look at his nomination speech, he not only said that a judge should interpret the law, not make it, he also says that he believes in interpreting the statutes and the Constitution as they are written, quote, informed by history and tradition and precedent. Now, history and tradition, listen to those two words.
Yes.
He used those words in 2017, history and tradition, that the right to die, that abortion is not rooted in our what?
Our history and tradition. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So put those two together,
yeah.
And it's an exciting look into his judicial
philosophy.
And he's
also clear that it's not an enumerated right. He calls it stemming the tide of freewheeling, basically, judicial activism for unenumerated rights.
And
he
what
says
was
that kind of with disdain.
Yeah, and what's he referring to? The freewheeling social policymaking machine that he does not think the court should be? What's
exactly.
he referring to? Abortion. Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. We are created in the image of God. He created life. So we have no right to take that, whether through abortion or in advanced age.
There is no constitutional right to kill your child.
Right.
There is no constitutional right to have someone else kill you.
Right.
Period.
Yeah.
And that's what Rehnquist had argued in mm-hmm. the dissents in the abortion cases, and that's what he ultimately ended up becoming a majority opinion drafter in the Right to Die case.
And that's what Kavanaugh praised.
And Kavanaugh agrees with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, wow, there's hope, guys.
So there is hope. You know, here's where we are. The confirmation process is well underway. And as you know, you can read the media. I would not be discouraged by what you read. There's going to be all kinds of nonsense thrown at Judge Kavanaugh and his family, all kinds of things that are not true. Remember, for example, Clarence Thomas. Clarence Thomas is a brilliant justice, a brilliant man, currently a brilliant justice, loves his wife. I know both of them. Lots of people know them. They are wonderful, faith-based people, love one another. Every summer, they travel the country in their RV. They love to be together. Remember how he was vilified?
Ugh. It was horrible.
He was
vilified. Called it a high. Clarence Thomas, rightfully, from at the Senate confirmation hearings, you'll recall, he chastised those senators. He called it a high tech lynching. He said that they were basically calling him an uppity black man.
Yeah,
and,
you know, I remember there's in his book about my grandfather's son, I think is what it is. It's a mm-hmm. book about how his grandfather was so instrumental in his young life because he grew up without a father, and his grandfather was so instrumental. He writes in his book about how he was just exhausted from this process, and he was in taking a bath, a hot bath. His wife came in and said, you were just confirmed as the next justice of the United States Supreme Court. And he was so exhausted by that, he really didn't care because he had just been worn down.
Oh, it was brutal. It was vicious.
Now he says, and I've heard him say it, that he feels called to be in that position. But this was a man they tried to destroy.
They're going to do the same thing with Kavanaugh.
So this is a reminder, guys, that we need to commit to pray, not listen to all the media and all the hoopla, but pray for Kavanaugh and his family and all those in this decision
process. Yeah, remember,
process.
You know, he has two young girls.
Right.
Two young girls, and people are going to be relentless no matter what.
Exactly.
He has two young girls that he deeply loves and a wife that he deeply loves. He's a devout person in his church. I know his family and others are going to come around, but here's what we're going to do. Liberty Counsel and Faith in Action, we're working together on several fronts. We want you to be involved in it. We are reserving a room at the United Methodist Building in between the Supreme Court and the Senate confirmation hearings. We're going to have ongoing prayer. We're going to also have 24/7 ongoing prayer as well, in addition. So if you can make it to Washington, D.C., I hope that you can join us in the prayer. But also, if you can't, we can give you information about our 24/7 prayer line to pray for this process and for the family. Second thing that we are doing, we have reserved, a number of organizations have reserved the sidewalks around all the Senate building. We can go there and pray. We can have a sign of support. And if there's other opposition that comes there to try to harass individuals, we can ultimately get the Capitol Police involved so that people are not harassed when they go inside these Senate buildings. And you've seen the vitriolic responses that have happened around the country. Here's what we want you to do also. Go to lc.org, pray for the ministry, support Liberty Counsel with your financial contributions. Sign up for our Liberty Alert emails right there on the front page and our grassroots action emails. We want to keep you involved in the process, and we want your voice to be heard to your United States senators. This is a historic moment. Don't miss out.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.